Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Coolin' Out. We are back.
It is Kev.
And it is Rel. What is good, man? What's up?
Nothing much at all, this, man.
Nothing I thought I hid from this bright ass light.
Well, God.
Shit came back.
You're the chosen one.
Now I gotta hit it with this angle. I gotta be looking, just leaning on all episode. Shit.
I do look the light from the pearly gate.
I'm about to change that out.
Shit. Yeah, that is right.
Oh, man. But what's up, man?
Really nothing much, man. Haven't really been doing much of work, catching up on myself, and haven't really been out and about since Labor Day, just... really just taking it easy. A self-imposed exile.
Yeah.
I just chill. We're talking the other day. It's like, and sports help, but it's nice to be in the house. Like,
it's beautiful.
The most I planned for is like, you know, checking on my family, you know, checking on my moms and grab a coffee, make sure I get some exercise in. But yeah, I ain't hitting anybody up to see what the move is, and I'm good after Labor Day. I'm good. Like,
I mean, it's also about to get cold. Nothing.
Yeah,
it's also about to get cold, so that's gonna be. You gotta really be a G to be outside, in a COVID New York City, when it's
that's
brick
another
also.
Thing. Yeah, it's a pandemic. It's like I can't justify forcing these things. So
yeah,
might as well get these home reps in.
Facts, and then just save it for the spring or the summer.
God willing.
Or January, you turning 30, man. Not me, but you.
Yeah. I was thinking about that the other day. Yeah, I was looking at like photos of my last birthdays, and you know, I'm fortunate enough, got a good amount of friends to pile up, and we all hang out, but it's a pandemic.
Yeah. That shit might come and go. This shit.
I ain't either. Just go check moms.
Well, it's also like it's fucking cold outside. Like, so like.
Yeah.
Usually it's like I can muster up the energy and just like, you know, get a little rage in. But if shit closing at 11.
Yeah.
And it's
what rage?
On top of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And then you just we're going from place to place, and then. It's already
in
like
pandemic.
Weights, period, and then you got capacity limits, so it's gonna be weights.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah,
that seems like a force. I mean, we'll see what February, you know, what January, February is looking like. But right now,
yeah,
I can see that coming and going.
Like they just said, I think it was today. I read it because these days are blending together. But for the first time in how many some odd years are canceling New Year's Eve gatherings because of the pandemic in Times Square? So that's canceled.
Wow.
So it's like...
I mean, that's not surprising.
No, realistically, but it's just to your point. Who knows what it's...
October, November, December. Yo, it's crazy. It's about to be October. It's literally about to only be like 3 more months left in this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck has been on lockdown for most of it.
That is nuts. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's like, yeah. Now it's constantly like a forced, reminding.
Yeah, it's like a forced reset of your life. But it's not that bad. I guess like now, like kind of what you said, like I'm more accepting of being at home and just chilling.
Like, yeah, I
can sit here for days now and just be like, all right. Like,
well, I know you because, you know, I'm still in it.
Yeah.
I'm still with
action. I'm out of it.
Yeah.
I'm out of it. But I'm even further out of it now. So,
yeah.
But I don't know. It really doesn't affect me outside of it, like, being stupid quiet over here. But, like,
mm-hmm.
It really just doesn't bother me. Like, it's like, all right, cool. Like, sports obviously helps.
Big help.
Yeah, but then even just then, like, sometimes I just be, like, in the living room, like, I make sure I get my workout and all that stuff. And then I'll just, like, lay on the couch and just relax, and a whole day could go by. And I'll just be like,
I'm the same as you. Like, weekdays, I just do my work. I don't really hit up anybody to really make plans on the weekday. That's never really been – that's been out the game for a while now, but
– that's not – we retired that.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that's retired, yeah. But, retired, like, post that, I might, yeah, try to get a bike ride or a run in. And if not, TV or book. And then even with, like, the weekends approaching, it's like, okay, what time's the game on this? Okay.
Yep.
I can do this to go kill time. I can go take a walk, blah, 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 check in with my family or something. But it's not like, what's the move, brunch? That's slowly just getting scrubbed.
Yeah.
In my brain, like, it's just coming naturally.
You see my cell, I sent you a picture of it.
You did.
We stocking up. We stocking up.
I hear
that
you.
Wine on wine, just bottles and bottles. And I'm going to use that referral thing you sent me now that I'm settled. I actually got space for it now.
I feel you. All right.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a little, get the 12 on top. I got like 15 bottles right now. Trying to compete with CJ. My 15 are like $4 or $5 a pop, though. I think the most I spent on one was like $9.
Yeah.
That's because I went to Trader Joe's. It ain't like it's hard to get to Trader as it is up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got about 5. 4 reds and a white. They just aging now, though, but we'll get to this later. These Lakers might send me plunging into it.
Just taking it to the head?
Yeah, but for now, I've just been aging, just chilling. But
got you. So, I'll talk to you offline about it.
All right.
But yeah, I'm going to have to get to the cancer because I got to let the notes breathe.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on the wave now. I'm a little wino now.
I'm getting the candles you told me about. I'm definitely
getting
the
therapy. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Set my own ambiance.
Yo. The candles is what do it. I'm telling you, I'm burning the fuck out some candles in here. Just burn some candles. Put, like, especially when the game's on in the background.
Yeah.
Like tonight, 9 o'clock. Put some candles on. What's today? Today Thursday. Yeah, I could get a glass or two in.
Uh-oh.
A glass of two, and you know, it's been a rough week.
I hear you.
Bron could do it and play a full game of basketball. So
that's a fact. That's a fact.
I can sit at computer screen.
But I don't know who I'm turning into. It's like I'm welcoming the fall weather. Oh, it's crisp out. I like it.
Facts. It's like
it should be all summer everything, but it's like. Since that don't really exist this year, let's see what a different little cool attempt to bring.
I feel like even next year, if like shit calms down, it'll still be difficult to like just jump back into that energy.
I agree.
Raging and
because it's like slowly changing us as we talk and like.
But yeah, but then even
I'm accustomed to.
Seeing the financial benefits of it as well. It's just like...
Oh, that's a fact. And seeing not, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, Labor Day.
Labor Day. I was like, damn, this feels different. I had to make that payment. I was like, this seemed kind of high.
Yeah. I'm with you.
They remembering that was like the usual payment like months ago. Like... But I've gotten so accustomed to this new low payment of not having... It's crazy how much money you save. Like, I wouldn't even say not even just going out, but just like not spending money on drinks. Drinks are so fucking overpriced, especially in New York.
Yeah. Yes, and then food.
Mm-hmm.
Like late night food. I was saying late night food, but night now food just in general. If you pay,
you
pay the cost. Yeah, you gotta eat. So
got people out here eating bologna sandwiches just to get a drink in New York City. That is insane.
Cuomo chips. That's how, yeah, this indoor coming back. I'm just, that's not even.
Isn't it already back?
I thought it was the 30th. I guess maybe. I thought it was
could the 30th. Be, could. Oh, yeah, you're right. It's the 30th. It's a fucking gnat in here. I'm going to kill it. Huh? Go ahead, sorry.
No, I'm just saying it's not even a consideration. It still got up to like 75 today. I'm good. I could sit out. I got hoodies and sweaters.
Oh, y'all living the good life. It was like 68 down here, drizzling. I was like, this is not what I moved down here for.
Now, last weekend was a fall preview. Mm. Mid-50s to 60s. Last weekend was kind of cool, but we'll see.
Yeah, not really. I don't really care. I didn't really go outside the past couple of days, so.
Damn.
There's no need.
I hear you.
There's no need. You. Also, it was like 68 degrees, and I was like, Monday was actually pretty chilly down here, and I like tried to go for a run early in the morning. It was like 50.
Nah.
These lungs.
Chill, B.
These lungs weren't having it. But now I live in a community, so like I'm like running out of my house and then out of the community and up onto the main street.
Right.
As soon as I got to the main street, it was done. I felt it, but then I was too embarrassed to like come back into the community like so soon. So I just stood there for like 15 minutes. Did you see it?
I don't see anything yet. Clapping at, yeah, for people that are just listening, Nat Killerell at it.
I got it. Oh, boy, what up, pussy? Bro, you know how annoying gnats are?
Oh my gosh.
They literally just fly around you. Like they just like literally, they just test you. That shit hurt the fuck out of my hand. I just slapped the shit out of my hand.
It sounded like it, but.
It hurt, like my hands are red as fuck. I ain't gonna try to be tough about it. That shit hurt right now.
It looked like it hurt. You know what else hurt?
Anyway, what?
Damn Lakers.
Oh, bruh.
I know I said in five, so obviously they had to lose a game. You know, okay, that's expected. But they had the worst kind of loss. The one where they're frustrating enough to watch as it stands. Mm-hmm. And I watched all that game. So you could tell they weren't really trying, didn't have that energy. And then they make this crazy run in which they erase like a 20-point deficit and come within three, I think, in like five, 6 minutes, and then lose. That's the worst kind of game to watch, especially when you're emotionally invested.
Listen.
And they come out lethargic, and then they get your hopes up, and then they still lose.
You texted me, and you was like, are you watching this? I was already asleep. In the third quarter, like,
lucky
yeah, in
you.
The third quarter, yeah, I missed it. So like in the third quarter, when they were down by, like, 20, I think, I was like, all right, cut it off. Time to go to bed. Time to go to bed. I woke up in the morning, and, like, literally, you were like, oh, are you watching this? And then I started watching First Take.
Oh, okay.
I didn't watch Condition. I watched like First Take and Undisputed in the morning,
right?
And like hearing what happened and all that stuff. And that sort of final box. I was like, damn, like they were pretty close. And
it
to no avail.
To
yeah, but what I saw the first three quarters, they didn't care.
You could tell. Like, you could tell.
They just didn't care.
2-0. Like, yeah. 2-0 ain't that big a deficit.
No.
Especially not against
this team that just came back 3-1 twice.
So I was expecting like, okay, y'all going to really come out.
Yeah, we got to put the nail in the corner.
Put on next. Beat, like, yeah.
You got to beat their heads in. Because now you got Jamal Murray, who looking super confident. You got Jokic fucking with random, these crazy like lean back fadeaway threes.
New Dirk I'm reading.
Nah, this is another level of Dirk. If he can consistently hit that shot, because Dirk,
if he can
at least, like,
make.
Yeah, because Dirk, like, fadeaway was like, it was like a slight fadeaway, but it was just really hot. Like, Jokic is like barely getting off the ground. and literally like net. not even looking at the rim before he like lets the ball go. He just like literally turned around, just like it's like nothing but net. I don't get it.
I said, oh, well, he can also playmaker and he actually rebounds. And his
passing is insane.
Damn. All right, no disrespect, Derek. You did it for longer. You still better.
Yeah, he did it, but that's what I said. That's what I said.
Comp.
I said depends.
It's a good comp. He a better Derek.
He just rebounds better, and he way better court vision. Yeah, that's why I'm like, infinite.
Murray out here swaggering up and down the court. He just gaining. Nah. He gaining. I don't like how he gaining confidence. He building and building. Now he's getting to that point. He gets to that point where, like, when he shoots, I expect it to go in. I'm not going to lie. Bro. He's getting to that
point. He makes some crazy threes. Like,
crazy.
Crazy shots. Just
like. And those pull-up mid-ranges, like, I've seen what Caruso, KCP was on him, and he gets, like, a little bit of space. Fade away, or he'll, like, stop on a dime. Yeah, nothing but net.
And it's like, but it's crazy to watch him play, too, because it's like, there's games, like, where he's like super dominant, right? Like how he was in the Utah series and even some games against game 7 against the Clippers, where like he essentially carried the Nuggets the first half. Like if he didn't put up as much. No, but I'm saying so. Like, and there's other days where it's like he literally can be out there and be missing an action and end up scoring 14 points a game.
Right.
And it's like I just don't get it. Like I really don't get it, but.
No, this man looks nothing, especially to your point, this man looks nothing like the Canadian that played in the regular season. I don't know who this man is. He is infinitely to the point that people are saying, like, oh, next year, all NBA and all star. I wouldn't
be shocked if he consistently plays like this. Like
he plays like this, he's without question.
Yeah. It's just like the fucking Lake man, they really need to get their shit together. Like
we're recording,
did not like
yes.
their energy. Mm-hmm. We're recording. Oh damn, it's Thursday. These days are all off.
They're gonna tip off at
9. So this we're recording this before game 4, which the Lakers better win. Or
they win in.
We're gonna have to do a special bonus ep on the weekend to really catch up.
My wine bottles might be gone.
Yeah, you might hear some clinking. Just clink, clink. Have a good job. A lot of recycling to do.
But seriously.
The game
they should have came out with on Tuesday, it better be tonight. And not just Bron, I think you saw a stat line, and I get it now when this is one of those when people say years from now, people will just look back at this box score. And you'd be trying to tell people, I know he had a triple-double, but he didn't play well. And this one of those. This isn't being a Bron stan. And, like, this is by his what he's capable of. If you watch the game, he didn't play well. He did not play well at all. Like, I know I watched Inside the NBA after, and I saw what Charles was saying. Like, I looked at him and was like, triple-double? He didn't play well at all. To the extent that you have a triple double, it's one of his worst triple double games.
It's a quiet one. It's like he's that great that he can put up those numbers. But if you just watch in the game, outside of like that little spurt he had in the fourth quarter, he really like his stats really didn't have any effect on the game.
Right.
Like you put up all these numbers, y'all down 20.
Right.
Like y'all down 20. So like, how impactful are these stats?
Oh, and also, come to the front of the class. Dwight Howard,
all done.
JaVale McGee, all done.
Bro, didn't they all have four rebounds?
No, combined. Not each. Don't give them 12 total. Four. That's unacceptable. Come on, that's unacceptable.
The Lakers got out rebounded by 21. I want to say. 23?
Jeremy Grant feasted at the line.
He had 26
Corey
points.
Craig.
Who is he?
I do know this. Coach Vogel?
Huh?
He sent an inquiry to the league. Because I don't understand it either. LeBron Raymond James is going to the rim about 12 to 15 times a game.
Got two free
and he gets two free throws because Jamal Murray elbowed him in the face and he got flagrant free throws. So Vogel just wants to make it make sense. So I also look forward to that. Because if he hasn't decreased, he's still been driving to the lane at pretty much at the same frequency all playoffs. So I'm looking forward to that to be an uptick. And that's just fair. You can't barrel in and touch him. So you give him about 12 to 15, hit about, you know, your usual 65 to 70.
I'm about to say you get 12, 15. He going to hit like 7-8 of the bitches if it's 12. And then if it's 15, he'll hit like 10. On a good night, 11.
I expect better games from LeBron, but at some point, these role players just got to take it personal. Like, we're the worst team left, top to bottom. You got the best duo on any, this series and whoever.
Bench is trash.
Whoever they'll face, in the finals from the East, they'll have the best two players on the court, but then it's after that. Like, I just saw the Heat. We can get to them after. We just saw the Heat. Ooh. Like, after 1-2, you picking, like, Butler Hero. You might pick, like, the next five people from the Heat before you get to another Laker.
Butler Hero, Duncan Robinson.
Adebayo.
Who's that kid that won a dunk contest? Derrick Jones Jr.
You might even say
I'm about to say Iggy.
And the same thing,
but definitely Crowder. Yeah,
you take all five of their starters. Oh, Hayward, Kemba. Actually, let me not start with him. But
not. You wouldn't take Tice though.
No.
So four.
Sorry, their starters. I meant the Hayward, Brown, Tatum, Kemba. Oh yeah, not their starters. Who's that fifth I'm thinking of?
Marcus Smart.
Yeah. You would take all five of them before the next.
Yeah, game. Facts.
And right now it's been Rondo, and he was trash.
You take Brad Wanamaker.
Not sure. My point is these Lakers play. They got to take it personal. Like, come on, still need some help. It got to start from the two, but be better. Like, you were able to go on that. They erased a 20-point deficit in like 6 minutes. So I know what they're capable of, but if they don't play with, it was just surprising to circle back again. You only up by two games. This ain't like, you know, you ain't put them in their grave.
Nah, it's only two games. I fault LeBron for this. Like, you the leader, so that's his fault. You got to make sure your team comes out ready to play with some energy and not so lethargic, and including himself. I feel like he didn't come out with the proper energy.
That's a fact.
So, like, you got to lead by example. So the same way we give him all the praise, we got to criticize. We got to critique him the same way. So that's on him. He has to be the leader and make sure they come out with the right energy. And even if not even, like, directly saying it, even if indirectly, if he just came out with the right energy, then your team follows suit.
Yeah.
So
no, you're absolutely right.
I need to see Bron screaming tonight. I need to see that locked in face that he makes, whatever shit's, you know, I need to see it. Cause if I don't see it, I got nothing but red in the crib. I don't have a single bottle of white. I got nothing but red.
That white gonna get abandoned.
And I got a 1.75 liter of the bullet. Might have to go into what do they call it? I'm gonna have to go to the spirits, the hard spirits. I have to get to the spirits on them.
Nah, you talk me up. I'm about to, after we done, put some in the decanter for the game.
Just one glass.
Just one.
Yeah. Never hurt nobody. Keeps the blood flowing. That's why the Europeans live so long.
That's true.
But nah, man. If they don't come up with this proper energy tonight, like, it's gonna be very upsetting, to say the least. I'll start there.
That's like, one word, and telling. But it's also gonna be telling. It's like, if you know the Clippers are gone, you are now what? Two favorites. games Favorite, yes, absolutely your favorites. Your two wins from the NBA Finals, in which you would also be the favorite. Why are you coming out with such a lack of energy? It just wouldn't make sense to me.
And it'd also be very telling because we'll talk about the Heat in a second, but like more than likely the Heat are going to be who come out the East. And dumb dudes play with energy. Like,
yeah, don't sleep. Do not sleep.
So like,
none of this is going to be easy.
Yeah, so they're going to come at you. So if you're not ready, you know what I'm saying, you're not playing with the appropriate energy and effort.
Yeah.
Because four rebounds between Dwight, JaVale, and Davis, that just tells me you're not even trying.
You're not.
You motherfuckers, and Davis is the shortest out of them. What is he, 6'11", 6'10"?
Yeah.
Beloved.
Mm-hmm.
Put your arms up and y'all get rebounds.
Dwight Howard is a career double-double, dude. They showed his stats the other night. He was throwing up, like, I think 9-6 in 15 minutes.
That's insane.
That's crazy productivity for that amount of time. You have 6 rebounds in 15 minutes, but you can't. Come on.
But Dwight also got to stop. Like, Dwight be doing some stupid things on the court. Like, some, like, and that stupid foul on Jokic. I'm like, yo, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's why the only thing I would push against. I'm like, yo, just start him because they start him in the second half. But then it's like he might not make it to the second half if you start him.
He's stupid.
Just, yeah.
I know I mean it. Like, I just don't get
You're
it.
You're goofy?
He's just a goofy, yeah. Just, man, something is like, goofy. Son, he just play too much. I just like, yo, like, I just don't get it. Like, I really don't get it.
To your point, it starts with Bron. You off the hook, Vogel. It starts with Bron. Bron?
Yeah.
You said we think you're the GOAT. You said you're the GOAT. You said you're chasing Michael Jordan. Your biggest competition just got taken out. I would think you're more aggressive since a fourth title is clearly within reach. So Davis is another. He's a double-double for his career, and he's in his prime. This ain't Howard
coming. I don't get it.
Davis in his prime. He's 20-plus and 10. And McGee, you start.
Yeah.
I think it was 1-2 – oh, God. I don't even want to do the breakdown. These are nasty.
Disgusting. Disgusting nasty numbers. They should be ashamed of themselves.
So, yeah.
But it also goes to show, like, how great of a team they are. And clearly they're the better – they got the better duo. But, like, clearly, like, they're supposed to win this series because, like, that entire game, they just didn't do anything. And it had a crazy run at the end to get within three.
Consecutive. You just lose.
So
somebody
like
picked the ball.
Yeah, like Rondo had a couple steals and like, you know, easy, like, you know, so it's like, if you just like play with that 2K energy all game.
Right.
It's like literally someone changed from Hall of Fame mode to rookie.
Yeah.
Just so you can come back. But like, they just played with that energy the entire game, then it won't be an issue.
Yeah, they didn't care until it was too late and then you use all that energy trying to come back and then you gasp at the end.
Yeah.
Like, you could tell they were tired too because – you got to play that. They were playing like trapping defense, so a lot of doubling. And then they got consecutive steals. I forgot, at least 5-6 straight possessions. I'm not even exaggerating. But then you're running down all court, running down with these breakaways. And then you do that, you know, eventually you're going to tire even the best person on the court. Like, LeBron had a shot. He missed it far left. KCP had a wide open shot. He missed it off the front. It was like,
it's clearly just tired legs.
And it's what you deserve.
With your arms. Yeah,
it's what you deserve for putting yourself there. So,
fresh.
A lot of frustration, but I'm expecting a win tonight.
Okay.
And Saturday.
Ah, me too. Well, I think they'll be more driven now, which doesn't make any sense. But now that the Heat have gone, we can transition to the Heat now. But I think they'll be more driven, given that the Heat just went up 3-1.
And that's what they get.
Yeah,
that's what they get.
They could have swept them.
And then regardless of what happened last night, they could have had another day's rest. I don't know when they would start, but right now, it'd be Saturday and tomorrow and Saturday. So if both favorites, well, in their respective conferences, they finished within 5, he'd be done tomorrow and then the Lakers on Saturday. So they would definitely start, maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, next week. But my point is, they would have more rest.
Who has the NBA Finals this year? Is it ABC?
ABC.
So they'll probably start on Wednesday then. Because, you know, like, ABC get that Wednesday, Friday popping. Like, right. ESPN gets the Wednesday, Friday. TNT gets the Tuesday, Thursdays. So they probably start on Wednesday.
We'll see. I mean, this is where they are now.
Oh, my God. It's about to come to an end. Basketball is crazy. Yeah, October's here so fast. Jeez.
We got about 2 weeks, yeah. We got about 2 weeks. But yeah, that's what we'll see. We'll see.
Let's talk about your Heat.
Picked them again. I picked them again.
I feel like I don't know basketball. Because I watched them play and I watched their games. Like, since they've been in the bubble. Specifically, like, you know, the last two rounds. And I'm like, yo, how do y'all keep winning? Like, last game I understood because Tyler Hero went all. You know what I'm saying? But, like, usually, like, you have, like, your one go-to star.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy is not that. Like, he just, like, he has his moments. But for the most part,
he just... stars. Oh, don't do the East like that.
Nah, I'm not doing it like that, but I'm just saying, like, Bam is good. I like Bam. But there's games where Bam has 8-2. It's really just, like, whoever's hot on that team for that night is who's going to take over. Yeah.
But they're well-rounded, versatile defensive players as well, Bam and Jimmy.
I know, but it's just like, I just don't know. Whenever I watch them, I'm just like, how do y'all keep winning?
Are you saying the East was trash? It's just East competition?
No. They're clearly a good team, but they're just not built like the average NBA team where it's like, all right, yes, we're surrounded by talent, but we also have like a go-to all-star or go-to like superstar. Whereas Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo, yes, they are all-stars in the term of all-star, like they made the all-star team. Mm-hmm. But in general, like it's like offensively, it's just like a balanced attack. Like,
yeah, no, I get it.
Unless someone's like really, really hot, it's just like the ball just keeps swinging, Like you really very rarely see like ISO plays or only time you really ever see ISOs, like if they're like getting like short with the shot clock. But for the most part, that ball just swings. You got Jay Crowder fucking averaging like 15 points a game or some nonsense like that.
Yeah, his 3-point clip, I think it's pretty crazy.
It's insane right now.
Yeah. Duncan Robinson.
Yeah, Tyler Herro's just
Goran Dragic. I think he leads the team in points per game, actually, for the postseason.
Who?
Goran Dragic.
It would have surprised me. He's like 34, and he's beasting right now.
They all beasting.
Man got a knee brace on.
It won't be easy. You think they end it tomorrow?
Who?
I think the Celtics take another game, yeah.
Nah.
You think it's over?
It's over.
It's over? Okay.
I'm over.
I'm picking against him tomorrow night.
Thank God I ain't bet you nothing on this damn series. I was disgusted with what I saw last night.
Tatum, he told me he was better. Best player on the court.
He started scoring like third quarter. Yeah. But went like the first, say, 18 minutes of the game without scoring.
Mm-hmm.
Some nonsense. I was like, oh. He really think he like the second coming of Kobe Bryant. But the problem is that style of play don't work in today's game. Like, he shoots a lot of long twos, you know? Mm-hmm. Just watching him play yesterday. Like, why are you shooting that long two? Like, most time, like, if someone's running out to a three-point line, like, you know, you pump fake, step to the side, shoot a three, or drive over to the rack. Like, he'll pump fake, step into the three-point line and shoot this long two. And I'm like, that just don't make sense anymore in this game. So, we'll see. Kemba, that's your boy.
No, he's not. That's why I didn't pick him.
Boy. Yo.
He ain't played nothing like an all-star.
So none. Small. But no, you know what it is? Yeah. He looks so small, and he's terrible on defense. I didn't realize he was, like, that bad on defense. They pick on him on defense.
Awful.
Tyler Hero was feasting on him yesterday.
That was like tough to watch. That white boy from Wisconsin.
Thank you. You said what I was thinking about. I was like, this rookie. You're like, nah, that white boy from Wisconsin.
20 years old.
Feasting on him.
Mm.
Like, when Kemba played for the Hornets, like, obviously, like, your height, your stature doesn't change. He did not look as small as he looks on that court now. Like,
No, go ahead.
But no, he just looks like so small.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember we made fun of MJ and them at the Hornets organization when they let him go. Maybe they really knew something we didn't.
They must have saw the future.
They had the medicals, I guess, because
they got the X-rays up to the light. Nah, let him go to Boston.
Damn, because I don't even know.
Oh, no, no, what? Go ahead.
No, I was gonna shift. So go ahead.
Oh well, I think it's just like just Kemba real quick, but like when you go from being like the number one star and getting all the shots and controlling the ball all the time versus trying to play within that system. Because sometimes he could be doing some reckless shit, like dribbling the whole shot clock out and then pulling up for a jump and then missing.
Yeah.
Can't do that no more.
Yeah, I was just looking at his stats. He did a shade? Oh, he did like 24 and 5. I didn't even...
You would have never noticed it.
Never noticed. 43%, 43, 38, 86 splits. You would have never noticed.
You would have never noticed it. It wasn't.
No. I was saying, I don't know what they, like Tatum, he's good, but you know, you can't look across from like KD and expect me to pick him. Even Giannis, for all the, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The grief we give him. You're not better than Giannis. You're not better than KD. You're not better than Kyrie. It's going to be tough.
That's the scary thing about Boston because, yeah, this is your shot, really. You got – the bus got kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
And your toughest test was Toronto.
Right.
And they barely made it out of that.
Yeah, Lowry and Van, yeah, come on.
Yeah, Lowry and Van Vliet. And Siakam basically got exposed in that series.
Yeah.
He got exposed. He a fraud.
Not allowed in Canada.
Mm-mm. Second team?
Yeah.
He a fraud. I didn't realize how limited his game was. Him and Giannis need to get in the gym together.
No, I think he dropped like 6 points playing 10 more minutes. He was terrible. Like he
trash. Wasn't he averaging like 24 during the regular season?
Yeah, that went down to about 17, I think.
Come on, B. Like, and just watching him, like, every time he got the ball, he, like, tried to drive. It was like he could only go right.
Jamal Murray.
And they were just stopping it. And they just throwing up these crazy shots. I'm like, but because he's supposed to be their best player, he was getting so many shots. Them shooting splits was terrible.
I think the Celtics get one more, though. I do. But we'll see.
You got faith in them on a Friday night. That's how you want to.
They going to play with a hunger. It might not be enough. They were hungry. Yes, that's a fact. That's what's concerning. But I ain't going to look ahead now because I can't go to bed to a 2-2. Check in on your boy.
Nah, I'm staying up late tonight. I don't give a fuck. That's why I'm like, I'm getting a Vino one because there ain't no way in hell. Like,
delete the thread. There gonna be some things texted to you.
Nah, I'm not even gonna text you until I'm gonna give it to like the third quarter to see. Because if they start off slow, I'm like, all right, cool, still the NBA, they can come back. Da, 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 da.
And that is true. That was because they were sloppy through the whole first half. I'm like, a lot of game left.
But I still wanna try. I'm gonna try my best not to get myself worked up until it looks like it's just real bleak. Like, yo, what the fuck going on out here?
We got LeBron. They better look in the mirror. And
they got a Canadian and a European that ain't playing no games.
No, not at all. Not at all.
They ain't playing no games.
They shooting up the duo rankings. Not at all.
Facts.
I don't know where playoff Jokic and Murray land. It's still LeBron one. So that's a given. So when you take that off the table, I mean, they already proved they're better than Kawhi and PG.
Way off P. Way off P.
Cyborg and way off P.
You sent me that ESPN alert about Paul George trying to give a speech after they lost, talking about. Yo,
it's gotten bad.
I mean, we
can ship. It's gotten bad, bro.
I was in tears.
Kawhi the only one untouchable. There were multiple players on the Clippers that thought they were as good as Paul George. Anybody other than Kawhi that says that is just straight up disrespectful.
Yo.
Imagine.
Who else on that team thought they were better than, they were just as good as Paul George? Lou Will said it. Oh, he definitely said it.
And that's insane.
Just as good as Paul George? Yes. He shrinks in the playoffs. But during the regular season, this is a very talented ball player. We can make jokes all day. Top 10 to 15 players in the league. Yeah, easy.
Don't.
He trash in the postseason, but you just natural talent and skills. You're not seeing him.
I already know Patrick Beverly and Montrezl Harrell roll their eyes, and you can already tell they did. The Evil Morris brother definitely did. You know they did. Luke Will probably did.
Damn.
He's getting it. Kawhi, the only one that's untouchable. It's starting up.
I mean, he was trash in the playoffs.
He deserves it.
You hit the side of the backboard, beloved. What we give you all this money for?
He deserves it all. Let's never forget, through all this grief and potential doom with the Lakers Nuggets, let's not forget that just last week, I believe, the Clippers blew a 3-1 lead. So let's not.
They can try to give them a lecture.
There's still levels. He deserves it all, but there's still like.
He's crazy, though.
Five All-NBAs, six-time All-Star. I'm as good as him.
Bro, that's like the definition of like not reading the room, though.
I mean, yeah. And to tell them like to gear up for another championship quest or run after you just told reporters this wasn't a championship or bust year.
Yeah.
I'd roll my eyes too. He deserves it.
Giving a passionate speech after you put up 10 points.
If he's on another team next year, that'd be crazy.
Ah.
Imagine he gets traded again from LA.
Quick question. Knicks.
I'm taking him.
All right. Just wanted to make sure.
I just wanted to make sure. Yeah, it's context. He'd be the best player we had since what?
Melo.
Since Melo, yeah. He'd be the best player since Melo. Yeah. Easily. Yeah.
Not sorry, Jokic. Facts. And he got one more year left on that contract?
Yeah. And then he can opt out, which he will. I'll definitely take him.
Yeah, I'll take him for 1 year.
He good in the regular season.
And we ain't win a championship anyway, so.
It's a win-win.
Go ahead and put your numbers up for us. Way off, Pete. That shit classic. Yo, Nick Wright.
He was on one. I can't wait to see the championship celebration.
Man, the black and mild. Yo.
I don't know how he do it when he got to get up so early, but God bless him. He had that. Yeah, he was on one. Oh, what a night that was.
Yep. But what else? We'll discuss the passion for a little.
Wait, before we how do you feel about the NBA potentially coming back in January instead of December?
I'm okay with it, honestly. I think give the players ample amount of time to like get their bodies to recuperate, and then also it gives the NBA a little bit more time to try to figure out a plan with the bubble. Or if there's any way they could, like, use the arenas but not have fans or use the arenas and have, like, a limited capacity of fans because NFL is doing it. So I think ultimately that's probably what they're looking for because that's a lot of revenue that's lost. Yes, you're getting the TV revenue, but really you just – that's revenue you already made. You're just honoring your side of the contract by, you know, having games televised. But you still need, like – money from the local economies, all the food concession workers, all that stuff that, you know, so I think that's probably what they're trying to work out the kinks and see how the NFL season plays out with like allowing some fans in attendance and how that works out and see if they can kind of do something similar for the NBA games.
All right. You mentioned the passion.
Yeah, real quick. I don't really got much to say. But phenomenal game coming up on Monday Night Football. Got the Chiefs and the Ravens.
Somebody messed this up. Should be.
Why?
Somebody. No, nah, somebody at the NFL. Who gave this thing? Sunday Riddick Night Football, them? Not Monday. Sunday night.
They said, oh, what? They put the wrong date. They said, oh. I thought that was Sunday. Monday Night Football. Oh, the announcing is going to be terrible.
Terrible. Yeah, I might watch on mute, but. And the presentation inferior, but the
oh teams, my god, yeah, the presentation is trash.
It's so bad. It's so bad, bro.
Did you watch this last week game with the Saints and the Raiders? I was like,
it's so bad. It's
the
so
commentary.
Bad.
I was like, you really got to work these.
Yeah,
yeah, got to work these kinks out. And then Sunday Night Football, they got Al Michaels and what's the other dude's name?
Chris Legend. Collinsworth.
Yeah.
The presentation value, the production value is crisp.
Yeah. ESPN looked like they out here showcasing a CFL game. Like, like
yo, that's a
just looks terrible.
Oh my god, yo. That is so true.
They tried to get clever and wear like those yellow blazers. I was like, y'all look foolish.
Yeah.
Let everyone down. But anyway, Patrick Mahomes versus Lamar Jackson should be electric, to say the least. Should be very exciting. So I'm looking forward to that for real, for real. Yeah, man, should be fun.
Who you got?
Should be. Ooh. I'm going to take the Ravens, man. They just look better than the Chiefs do so far. And the Chiefs struggled last week with the Chargers. And the Ravens basically ran over both of the teams they played so far. Chiefs defense is not that stout.
Mm-hmm.
So Lamar will be able to run all over them. They still got Mark Ingram in the backfield. Hollywood Brown is fast as hell. It's going to be a shootout, honestly. But I just see Baltimore winning it now. During the regular season, and then them facing each other again in the playoffs, and that's
like
when the
that.
Chiefs. And that's when the
I like
Chiefs
that.
Will win.
Yeah, I like yeah. that. Yeah, I like that.
Baltimore that, gonna get him Monday.
That feel right to me when it really matters, Mahomes.
Yeah, and then when it really matters, think, Mahomes is going nuts.
Who do you think whose in individual stats are gonna look better between Lamar and Mahomes?
Ooh. Ooh.
I think Lamar.
Probably Lamar.
Between the rushing and the passing.
And the passing. Yeah. It's going to be nuts. And also, Mahomes really hasn't been throwing it that much. They've been running the ball a lot this year with that
point.
Rookie kid. I feel like Clyde Edwards-Helaire or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it hasn't been like – whereas with Lamar, he has control over everything.
Right.
So his numbers probably going to be looking – like he's going to have some – I wouldn't be surprised he had, like, some jaw-dropping, like, eye-popping stats. Like, oh, shit. Like, video game numbers. So.
No, I'm with you. And I forgot. Yeah. I think he's lost, like, a handful of games since he's been the starter, Lamar. But he hasn't beat – two of them are to the Chiefs. He's never beaten Mahomes. So I think he'll have some extra motivation there as well. I think he gets it, too.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I think he gets it. But I think, yeah. Down the line – even if they don't face, I just think – Mahomes, maybe they don't face each other, but Mahomes is going to go further, I think, in the end.
I mean, he's just more naturally talented. He's better.
We staked our claim early.
Facts.
I ain't wavering.
Nah. I'm staying with this stock forever.
Forever. And
take me to the top.
I don't like how they took turns just caving Deshaun head in. I got him this week.
Bro, whoever scheduled that was not fair. When I saw that
was cruel.
When I saw that in week two, I was like, oh.
That's cruel.
Beating it was like, his yeah, head in.
Let's pay him now because it's going to get rough.
I'm about to say, thank God he got his money.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's looking bleak. And you got David Johnson instead of DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, yeah, that's looking even bleak, especially if someone's doing out there.
That's looking like a terrible trade. I mean, it's terrible when we first saw it, but now it's just like really coming to fruition. Like,
aging
why
like
would
milk.
You do this? Like,
why did he do it? I gotta read up on his comments to see how he justified it.
Yeah, apparently they had some beef, but I don't care how much beef I got with you. I can get a lot more for you than what
That's
I just
what
gave
I'm
you.
Saying.
David Johnson.
I don't understand how ownership signs off on some of these things. It's like, yeah, I'm going to trade the second best player on the team because of a personal gripe.
He can do what he wants.
If I'm the owner, this ain't just passing through my desk. Like, okay, just.
Oh, facts. Nah, hell no. Unless you're not a hands-on owner. Maybe that's why he was able to, you know, slip it through the cracks. He's like, what happened to that number 10 guy? Oh, he's gone. Oh, all right.
Yeah, the one with the dreads.
Yeah. Liked him.
I hope in this season don't look like it, but I hope. I look at their schedule, but I wish Deshaun the best. His peers are just, he got paid, so that's what matters the most. Yeah. But on the field, it's hard when you got to take them beatings.
He getting his offensive line is still trash.
Yeah.
Feel bad for the boy. Yeah. But then again, I can't hurt too much for the millionaires, so.
Yeah, we got a strict rule over here.
Hey.
Can't cry for him.
I'm like, damn, I understand that's rough, but
You went over the threshold.
Yeah.
You went over.
Yeah, we get to that 7 figures. I'm just like, hey, man, figure that shit out, man. Like, yeah. I got nothing for you.
Go right Especially back in the two ducks.
In the 8 figures? Boy, if you don't get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about your offensive line.
Not at all.
Oh, you know what? Before you wrap, have you seen what they're – I get why they're doing it, and I'm glad they're being so heavy-handed on these teams. But you see the fines they're imposing on these teams for not wearing masks?
$100K to the coaches, $250 to the teams.
That got to be – that has to be tough to
these
read.
These coaches are not making that much, sorry.
You know, yeah, I'm far from rich. Thankfully,
I'll be tight.
You know, through the pandemic, been able to survive. But imagine if you really, really, really down, and you're reading 100,000 for not wearing a mask, and then we're gonna find another 250,000.
That's
things
a lot
are
of money.
Crazy.
That's a lot of money. These
that
are
is a lot of
numbers.
Money.
These are astronomical numbers.
It's crazy, but.
Mm-mm-mm. All right, people. As always, thank you for the love, the support. Bron, facts. I don't want to have to cry on the podcast. Please don't do this to me. Like, real talk.
We definitely skipping a week.
Oh, facts.
I ain't thinking like that.
They don't,
we have
they
no
don't
reason
seem like
to.
That with my eyes all swollen, crying for days straight.
I'm going to have them MJ eyes.
What did he say in The Last Dance? If they don't like playing like that.
Oh, yeah.
Overly emotional ass. Like, what are you crying about?
Oh, Scotch, God. Yeah, man.
It's that old age catching up to it's overly emotional. But anyway, people, as always, thank you for the love, the support. Make sure you guys rate, share, subscribe. Please go subscribe to the YouTube page. We have full-length videos and episodes up on there. Same thing with the IGTV page. Mm-hmm. Full-length audio clips of the – not audio clips. Ooh, I thought I was a professional. Full-length audio of the podcast is available on all streaming services, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Cast, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, SoundCloud, everywhere that podcasts are available, we are there. Until next time, this is Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Hey. If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.